very glad to have the chance to be here to give this report. In fact, my report is just following the one of Dr. Shaw. This is about a mathematical model. The title of my talk is a modeling-based scenario analysis for optimal HIV prevention strategies in China's high prevalence regions. This work was done by Dr. Shaw, Dr. Wu, and some other colleagues with me. In fact, just now Dr. Shaw has introduced a little bit background of the model. I will give much more maybe for more understanding, for better understanding for the mathematical model. And then I will give the model. And then I will introduce the basic reproductive number R0 and its sensitive analysis. And then the data fitting and the predictions and the cost analysis. And finally, I'll give the conclusions. Just now, Dr. Shaw has introduced the situation of Liangshan. We know it is the drug transport, very important drug transport of China, of the from, I mean this this place this is Sichuan and this is Liangshan, and we can see the drug transport from it, and this produced a lot of drug users in this region. So we know HIV can spread by injections at this region. This is first. And another background I want to mention is, according to the traditional concept of sex and sexual practice, the youth have more sexual partners as well as premarital and extramarital sexual behavior. Such as here is the e-market. This kind of market will be is held every Friday in Liangshan. I mean, for the e population, it's very common for them to be here to buy something. And for youth, if they see somebody and like him or her for the first sight, they can find somewhere to have sex. It's very common for them, for this people population. So we say this environment gave another chance to HIV spread, that is by sex behavior. So we say in Liangshan, the HIV epidemic is very serious. So I want to give an example whose name is Butor. He is this Butor. He's it is the country of Liangshan. In Butor, most of them are E population, and it is a very poor country. The capital, the poor capital income of farmers, just less than 1,000 yuan. This is very, very poor place. Data shows that except the self-infection transmission in IBS, HIV begins to spread to the general population. And even as families has appeared, we can see these babies, these children. In fact, they are often, as often in this country. This is a class of a school in Butor country. So it's very serious situation of HIV spread in this place. This is why we give a mathematical model for this special place. I make this. Okay, Now, I would like to introduce some previous works on mass semantic models. In fact, a lot of mass semantic literature can be found about HIV spread in all of the world. I want to list two of them. The first model I want to give a brief introduce is the one published in Lesson 28. I think most of us have read this paper. In this paper, authors assumed that HIV transmission was heterosexual. And using a deterministic transmission model, authors explored long-term dynamics of the HIV epidemics of testing all people for HIV every year and starting people on ART immediately after they are diagnosed HIV positive. Also, authors found the R0, in a statistic model. Anyway, also found that universal voluntary HIV testing and immediate ART combined with present prevention approach could have a major effect on several generalized HIV epidemic. Another model I want to introduce is one published in Journal of Infectious Disease in 2008. Also, I think a lot of us, most of us have read this. In this paper, a mass smart model was developed to assess the extension of ART coverage among individuals testing newly positive for HIV in British Columbia, Canada, over the next 25 years. Also found that extension of ART lead to great reduction in the growth of the HIV epidemic and the related costs, which provide powerful additional motivation to accelerate the rollout of ART programs. So both of the two models shown, it is very important to begin the treatment, ART treatment, as soon as possible. Okay, now I want to introduce our model. In our model, we consider population aged 15 years to 70 years in Bhutto country. In fact, we also have done some results about Liangshan, about the whole Liangshan. A compound model is built to describe the HIV spread in this population. According to the individual's health status, the total population is divided into two categories. One is the susceptible individuals, we denoted by G, and the other one is the infectious individuals, is I. And in accordance with the characteristics of individual behaviors, the total population can be divided into two categories. Injection drug users, because the injections in that region is very serious, is very popular. And the other population we say is non-IDOS. We use D, superscript D and superscript S to denote the two kinds of population. We also say every individual is in the mutually exclusive and collectively complementary compartments, that is, healthy IDOS, healthy non-IDOS, infected IDOS. We divide them into four stages, and infected non-IDOS, they also divided into four stages. In the following, I gave some assumptions for this model. First, healthy IDOS can be infected by HIV through both heterosexual transmission and needle sharing in IDOS. However, healthy non-IDOS can be infected by HIV through only sexual behavior. The second assumption is because of the special feature of common sexual practice in this country, just now I have said the background, cultural sex exists in this population. So we assume the true population is well mixed. That means when an healthy individual is infected by HIV, he can or she can be infected by infected IDO or by infected non-IDO. The third description is HIV infected individuals will die after fourth infected stage. This is benefits of this. The benefits of this partition is we can easily compare the difference of therapy effects for different therapy strategies. And we also show that treated HIV infected individuals go to corresponding compartment we call it T. Also, we assume for some reason they might also stop treatment or the treatment might become ineffective, in which case they return to the corresponding non-ART state at corresponding rate. We say treated HIV individuals still have some infections, we suppose 5%. Also, we say living time of treated HIV individuals are 2 times of these non-treated individuals. So you can see some structure, some idea comes from the one, the paper, the model of lesson. Okay. Now I want to introduce the farm concept. Dr. Shaw has introduced it just now. I give some more details. When adding the farm management strategy inside the model, we should add a new compartment. We denote it with subscript T, Q, sorry. And some assumptions as follows. The first is healthy IDOS and HIV infected individuals include IDOS and non-IDOS enter farms to work at a certain rate every year. The second is the farms run in commuting patterns. So healthy IDOS who work in farms still have chance to be infected or by HIV infected individuals inside or outside farms. Also HIV individuals who work in farms still have chance to infect healthy individuals inside or outside farms. That is to say, individuals inside or outside farms still can infect each other with some certain probabilities. Also, individuals working farm will reduce their risk behaviors by certain degrees, whether such as the number of sexual partners or drug injections. And we also say the coverage and maintenance of ART, methadone needle exchanging, and condom using inside farm are higher than that of outside. This is a diagram. In this diagram, we first look at these groups. These groups are the non-IDOS, these groups. This is the susceptible non-IDOS. If it is infected, it can enters I1S, and then this is the 4 infected stages. When an infected individual is treated, it enters the corresponding T compartment. Also, it can go back at some rate. And these subgroups are the IDOS, and this is the susceptible IDOS. And these are infected IDOS, and this is the 4th stage. Also, this is a treated IDOS, treated infected IDOS. We see the susceptible and the infected, the first three stages infected IDOS can enter the these groups, the IDO groups, for by some certain rate. Okay. Now we let's look at these groups. These groups are the farm groups. This one is a susceptible IDO inside the farm, and these are the infected IDO inside the farm. these four stages. And this is a treated infected IDU inside farm. And this is the non-IDU, infect non-IDU inside farms. And this is the treated infect non-IDU. We can see there are some rate from the offset IDU into the farm, inside the farm. This is the structure of the model. And using this model, we can get the equations. I don't show it because it's complex. I want to introduce two quite important parameters, the transmission rate for our model. One is the transmission rate through sex behavior, beta S. The other one is the transmission rate through needle sharing, beta D. In the two formulas, NS and ND denotes the average number of sexual encounters or injections per year for healthy individuals. And T denotes the proportion of casual sex for healthy individuals. And delta, parameter delta, is the probability of sharing a needle with other adults for healthy adults. And HS, HD is the probability of transmission through sexual contact and through contaminated needles. And parameter eta and theta denotes the carriage rate and ewing rate of condom. And mu and psi means the proportion with STI and multiplication factors of STI for HIV. And parameter QC and theta means the carriage rate and the maintenance rate of needle exchanging. And omega and pi means the carriage rate and the maintenance rate of methadone treatment. I need to introduce our therapy stage. The first therapy stage is a partial treatment. That means we give treatment to infected individuals when his or her CD4 T cell less than or equal to 350. Another treatment is a complete treatment. That is, regardless of the infection stage, therapy will be carried on once the infection being discovered. Okay. Now we introduce some result of the model. The first result is the basic reproductive number are zero. Following the next generation operator method of Dickman and his collaborators, we got the basic reproductive number of the natural system, I mean without the farm, as follows, as this formula. The detail is complex, very complex, we omit here. In fact, also the system with farm, we can get the R0, but the computer, the calculation is very, very complex, so we omit here to show. We don't want to show it anymore here. In fact, an equivalent R0 can also be obtained following the recept of when the Drescher and Ottmar, I don't know how to pronounce his name, it's too complex. Yeah, I don't want to show the details of the calculation here. Okay, this is the first result of this model. For this result, we give some analysis. The first analysis is an uncertain analysis for R0. We know when parameter estimation is uncertain, it may be appropriate to treat each input parameter as a random variable with the corresponding probability density function. To simple from these PDFs, and then to drive a frequency distribution of for R0. And the following figure, shows the histograms of the various obtained of the values obtained from Latin hypercube simply for the input parameters of R0. These results are from replication one with a simple set of 1000. This is some very important parameters in R0. And following these parameter simple values, distribution for R0 is shown in the following figure. In this figure, x coordinate is the value of R0, and y coordinate is the value of R0 probability density. The probability of R0 is in direct proportion with the height of the blue rectangle at one set of the x coordinate. So it is found that R0 has the greatest probability when it is locked between 1 to 3, so which means R0 is most probability greater than 1 and less than 3. We also give the sensitive analysis for R0. Sensitive analysis is namely designed to analyze the influence of each parameter on R0. In this table, the first column shows the parameter select, and the second column is the corresponding PRCC value of each parameter. And the third value is the parameters. We put the parameters in order from large to small of PRCC, the absolute value of PRCC of the of these parameters, quoting we can see the parameter ND, that is the average number of injections per year, and P, the probability of Schelling needle, are the first two sensitive analysis, the sensitive parameter for R0 for our model. So upon this result, we give some figure to see what happens if we control the two parameters. This figure is a contour plot of R0 as the two most sensitive parameters, ND and P. This figure shows the feasibility of controlling the HIV epidemic within Butuo. We are controlling injection number and sharing needle with other IDO. We can see the jump between different color is 0.2, and the smallest number of the line is 1.2. So that means even if we completely control the IDO in Butuo, R0 is still greater than 1. So that means HIV still can spread in this country, even if non-IDO exists, even if IDO doesn't exist, I mean, in Butuo. So this shows the importance of the sexual behavior transmission in this country. HIV can spread even if only through sexual behavior in Butuo. Okay, the next section we give the date fitting and the predictions, and finally give the cost analysis. This is the parameter values in the following simulations. It's a little not so clear. This one is a survey of the of Butuo, of the current Butuo. That was done by CDC. This is some parameters such as such as there are some values of the sex, the ideal the injection number per year for ideal, and the sex behavior, the time, every time or average time of sex every year for a normal ideal, for a normal non-ideal, or for normal susceptible individual, and some such as and some other parameters such as methadone coverage, needle coverage, and condom coverage. I want to say in this region, in Yi people don't like to use condoms. This is because of, this come from, I think this is their history, their culture. They don't like to condoms. So in our model, we suppose the condom usage keep low in this population, and in the first column, this is the the some data of initial infection rate from 2004 to 2008, and this is the initial values, and this column is the enhanced measurement. We say we I don't know how to say, we spend more money, more manpower inside the country and improve all the parameters such as one tenth or at least enhance some important parameters or reduce them, and we look what happens. This is, we say it is enhanced measurement. And this way, this is the farm management. This is the farm management. In this management, we suppose the treatment is high. The treatment rate is high, and the parameter values. Most of the parameter values can increase by large. I have a large increase, such as the methadone coverage, the needle exchanging all the condom coverage can have a very big increase than the current measurement and the enhanced measurement. So this is the parameters that we used in the following simulations. And use the parameters of the current measurement, since the most of parameters are got by the CDC, by survey of CDC in this country. So we use these parameters to fix to fitting the date in the past several years. So we can see the red dots, the five red dots are the date of 2008 to 2004 to 2008, and using our parameters just now I showed, our model can fit the five dots quite well. The blue line is it comes from our mathematical model. So we say in some sense our model has some meaning. That's why we give much more predictions upon the model. So in the following predictions, we will compare three different situations of HIV spreading in the next 20 years in Butuo. First, I just now have introduced the current partner, the current management. We say in the current percentage of ERT coverage can be 10%, 15%, and 20% in the first 3 years, and then keep 20% in the following. This is because the coverage of ERT in Butuo at this moment is very few. Very few people, infected people, begun to ART treatment. But now, since there exist we suppose from now that first year is 10% infected individuals will begin to get the ART treatment. The second management we say is the enhanced management. We suppose the percentage of ART coverage can be 20%, 40%, and 60% in the first 3 years. And other behavioral intervention message, coverage percentage and maintaining percentage rose higher than before, than the first pattern, management pattern. In fact, for this part, at least, it's difficult to arrive. Why I say this? 60% to find the individual, the infected individuals is very difficult in this region. This is because this region is a mountain region. People live very separate, and some people never come down to the mountain. They don't know anything. Very poor, very unknown. They don't think HIV is a very bad thing. They just want to. I want to happy. I want to be happy. I want to drug. I want to have sex. They don't think HIV is a very bad thing. They don't know what it is, and they don't want to get the treatment. So it's very difficult to arrive the 20%, 40% to 6% in the first three years, because they don't know anything. So this means we need to spend a lot of money and people to do this. And the third one is the farm management. We say IDOS and HIV infections can enter farm. We say this place is a farm at certain rates in the first 3 years. And the percentage of surgical coverage 85%, 90%, 95% inside the farm, because they, after education, such as they know what is HIV, and they would like to accept the treatment. And we suppose the behavioral intervention measures, coverage percentage, and the maintaining percentage are quite high in farm. Okay, this is the three situations we would compare for the outcomes. This figure just now Dr. Shaw have showed. This is the prevalence of HIV infections into two populations in Bhutto. We can see this is the first right line is the outcomes of the current situation, and this one is the enhanced situation, and the blue one and this dot line is the farm management. So we can see the blue one is complete treatment inside farm, and this white blue one is a partial treatment inside farm. Not only inside farm, I mean under the farm strategy. So there's no completely different between partial treatment and the complete treatment. So that means under the farm strategy, we do not to treatment all the people, all infected people. We just need treatment half of them. This is the prevalence of HIV infection in IDOS in this country. We can see the similar trends as the one just now showed. And this is the prevalence in non-IDOS. You can see and the natural situation, and the partial treatment, this curve increased very fast in the non-IDOS, in the general population. The infection increased very fast. This is the number of newly infected individuals in this country. This first line is outcome of country management, and this one is the outcome of enhanced management, and this one is the outcome of farm strategy management, farm management. So we can see until 20 years later, under the current situation, the newly infected numbers still keep more than 1,000. Even if we treated all the infected individuals under the current situation, but for the farm strategies, 20 years later, only 3 or 5 newly infected appear in this in Butuo, and the farm strategy, very big difference. In fact, another very interesting result is we can find the newly infected individuals was most. We can see this curve is the outcomes of the current management and partial treatment. That means only treatment to the individuals who infected individuals whose CD4 cell smaller and equal to 350. You can see the newly infected number increased very fast, and this one is the complete treatment. But we can see. This is the and this is the natural situation. This curve is the outcome of the newly infected numbers of the non-IDO population, and this curve is the outcome of newly infected numbers of in IDO population. So we can see, such as for the natural situation, for the newly infected total number, the non-IDO population contribute more than the IDO population. That means sexual transmission increase much more faster than the IDO, or maybe IDO decrease, but the sexual behavior, sexual transmission increase fast. And this change can be found also in the enhanced management of the farm strategy situation. And this is the number of IS deaths in Butuo and different management. You can see there are very big difference among the three strategies, the death number. This curve just now Dr. Shaw have showed. This is the we just make a sensitive analysis for the farm entry rate, such as the blue line is the result of the farm entry rate from 20% to of first year, and 30% of second year, and the 40% of third year, and follows. And the red one is 20% to 50% to 80% in the first 3 years. But we can see that there's not very big difference. So we mean the even if there's not very a lot of individuals such as IDOS or infected individuals, such as we say if only 40% IDOS and the infected individuals enter the farm, we can get a very good result. But we suppose that 60% at most of simulations before. And this curve is of the situation of we suppose the IDOS and non-IDOS, the IDOS and the I mean the red curve is the result of the situation that IDOS do not enter the farm, but the blue one, the green one is the situation of IDO and infected positive HIV positive both enter the farm. We can see that the difference also not so big. So if we don't have so much money to collect all the IDO and HIV positive, we can only collect HIV positive inside the farm. We can still can have very very obviously decrease for the HIV prevalence. Finally, I want to introduce the cost analysis. In the first table, we can see the total cost under three different situations. We should look at the third line. We can see that this is the cost effectiveness, 10,000 yuan per year. This is the enhanced management, and this is the farm management. This is 1.993 is the wage salary of the farm management. It is a little higher. It is a little higher, almost double than the enhanced management for money. I mean, but if we do not consider the cost, the salary for the people who come into the who enter the farm, we can see the number are quite not so big difference. We suppose now here the salary for each people who enter the farm is 500 yuan per month. We 500 yuan is not very small money for them. Just now I have showed the per capita income for a farm, for a farmer in this region is only less than 1,500 yuan. So 500 yuan for salary for them is not very low. It's quite high. And the second table is details for the total cost. We can see this is methadone swabs, and this is needle exchanging, and this is cathelin and the resting blood samples, and the ART treatment. So we can see the third management, that means the farm management, is quite feasible to do in this region, because there's no very very big difference with the enhanced management. But if we do not control, we know the prevalence grows very fast. So we have to do something. If we do, why not choose this? This is the result is very obviously we can see very big difference for the three different management. So as a conclusion, I want to say our model shows that farm management is considered to be the effective temporary and permanent solutions. Also, under farm management, complete treatment and partial treatment may achieve similar control efficiency. Partial treatment is obviously a bad choice, since it only needs limited manpower, physical resources, and financial resources, and can achieve the best control efficacy. So this is the main conclusion for the model. And there's some other challenges and the recommendations. I don't know, I'll give much more details here. Finally, I want to thank firstly China CDC and MIT ACI Center for disease modeling. I mean, this support, this program that supports this work, and the Chinese NSF. I also want to thank Dr. Shi Guiruan and Michael Li for their useful discussions. I want to thank some other colleagues for their useful discussion and help. Thank you.